Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, we've been talking a lot about the new crime law in Springfield, and then the conflict between police and prosecutors, the conflict between police sometime and the state legislature. And I just want to play a clip from you. I'm from Kankakee County, know a lot of people there, and I was watching a clip from the sheriff there, Mike Downey, from yesterday. He does sort of a Fugitive Wednesday where he highlights a couple of them. And one of the people he highlighted yesterday was this guy named Josh Morales. He's 28 years old. He said in the video that Morales has been booked into the jail there 19 times. But listen to what he said about the legislature.
It should be noted that following the arrest back in June, Morales applied for and was granted drug court. Why or how, you ask? Once again, you can look to our legislators who changed the rules of drug court. In prior years, a person like Josh Morales would not have been eligible for drug court. But our pro-criminal legislature changed the law, which made Morales eligible for the drug court program.
So that's the sheriff on Facebook and YouTube yesterday. He joins us on a phone line now. Sheriff Downey, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. Well, so I'll just hit you with the strongest one. You called the legislature a pro-criminal legislature. Explain that for me.
Well, I think I lumped them all into one, as we often, unfortunately, have a habit of doing, and it's not all of them. But the ones who are behind this anti-police legislation are more pro-criminal than anything else. And any legislation that they're filing right now is benefiting the criminal. And as I said in the video, you know, the problem with benefiting the criminal is that law-abiding taxpayers are the ones that are going to be footing the bill. And that's just unacceptable. And these legislators need to figure that out and work with law enforcement, because we're the ones who are working every day with these individuals, and they really need to sit down with us, have a good conversation, and, you know, quit making it about anti-police and pro-criminal. Make it about what's best for the communities, and that's, unfortunately, that's what they're not doing.
How much of your time as a department do you spend re-arresting fugitives?
Well, and I wish I would have a number for you specific, but it's a lot. I mean, we refer to them, and I think I referred to it in the video, as a revolving door, frequent flyers. Every county, every municipality has those, and we continue to, you know, deal with those same people. And one of the things, Steve, about the legislation is that, you know, and this, a lot of this relates back to George Floyd and prior to that, some of the other incidents. And so what we're doing is we're increasing the likelihood of police contact with individuals instead of decreasing it. And these legislators that are passing this anti-police legislation,
it's the Safety Act, it's called, Safety Act, right?
Yeah, the Safety Act, that's right, which is kind of an oxymoron, but that's just my own personal belief. But the problem with those is they're creating more police contact as opposed to less. And when you create, the more police contact there is, the more likelihood there's going to be a situation that goes bad. Well, and my concern at this point is for our police officers and our law enforcement people who are out there every day dealing with these same people.
Was it the Morales case? There's one of you featured too. One of them, you had to actually break in the apartment or the trailer he lived in because he was just sitting in there and wouldn't come out.
Yeah. So back in June, he was observed around a residence in one of our local mobile home parks. And our officer who saw him sat on the mobile home until we could get some people there. He refused to come out. We didn't know if he had a gun, which is always the biggest issue. You know, we didn't know what he had inside that trailer. We didn't know, you know, what his mindset was. We didn't know. And he is a known drug user and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And so we end up, you know, with him not coming out, we end up having to use what, you know, our military vehicle, which is another thing that the Safety Act is trying to get rid of. We utilize that, not because it's an armored vehicle, because it's not. There's not a weapon on that vehicle. But it kept our officers safe, and that's what it's all about from my standpoint.
We're talking to Kankakee County Sheriff Mike Downey. Okay, Mike, I'm going to push against you a little bit because the Morales case, you can handle it. The Morales case you're talking about, he has been in the detention center 19 times, but that goes back to 2010. And so it seems as if, I mean, you're laying a lot of this on this new Safety Act, but it sounds like this is a situation that's been around for a lot longer than that.
Oh, no doubt about it. And that's why we call it a revolving door. We understand that some of these things happened back in 2010, you know, 11 years ago. However, it's only going to get worse as we continue to move forward. I mean, these are issues that, you know, we're dealing with. And as I mentioned in the video, those two individuals I mentioned was a sliver of what we're dealing with daily.
Are you getting the cooperation you want from the circuit court there in Kankakee County?
Yeah, I believe we are. Yeah, I mean, we have a great relationship with the judges. We have a great relationship with the state's attorney's office. I mean, he is on board with law enforcement and what we're trying to do. You know, he was opposed to the Safety Act as well, and he is from, you know, the other political party. So, I mean, this isn't a Democrat and Republican thing. I mean, this is strictly a law enforcement issue, and so, yeah, you're absolutely right, and good of you to point out that, yeah, some of this stuff has been going on prior to the Safety Act, but some of the things that the Safety Act has involved is, you know, these things that are going to continue, and they're going to get worse, especially in January of 2023 when Illinois is supposed to go to cashless bail.
So what would your solution be? What would you like to see change to make this better?
I think, first of all, you know, they have to let law enforcement do their job. You know, when you have these individuals in custody, and hey, don't get me wrong, and I reference it a couple times during the video. You know, we feel for those who become addicted to, you know, heroin, you know, meth, whatever. We don't wish that. Nobody wishes that on anybody. I mean, that is the most tragic part of this whole process. Is these things are what's causing a lot of these individuals to recommit and continue to recommit because they're trying to feed the habit. When you have these individuals in custody, you have what I would call an attentive audience. So that's the time where you provide some resources to get these individuals the treatment that they need. We do right now in Kankakee and some other jails, we do provide some outpatient drug counseling. We provide other different training, anger management training, you know, trying to get away from the domestic battery issues that we have going on. We provide a lot of that training inside the jail, but, you know, we don't have the resources to do it as it should be done. So one of the solutions should be that let's put some money towards, and I think there's going to be some legislation coming out that is going to ask for some money for mental health help while they're in jail, some drug for drug rehab while they're in jail, and let's get the problem taken care of so that they can get up. The goal is to get them back out on the street so they never come back to jail and they become tax paying citizens and find a job. I mean, the workplace, as you know, is dying for people to come to work. So, you know, get these people out there and get them back in the workplace so that, you know, they don't come to our jail. I mean, we don't want them there, in spite of what people may think.
Kankakee County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, it was great to talk to you again. I appreciate it. And be well. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Take
it's care. Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Yeah.